Uh-huh.
Yeah, that now the, in Philadelphia, however, was another we had another little incident.
Oh yeah.
In the paper here, which we picked up before we went on, they discovered a Warminster man who had been dead for 3 years in his apartment
with 3 years of mail.
Paper inside piled up. Right.
It's only a $200,000 check that they had sent him.
Yeah.
And he was mummified.
Yeah. They finally stopped sending him his checks, you know, the bank, because they figured he wasn't.
They closed his account, and then the tax people came and they foreclosed on his house, didn't ask him, had a sale, sold the house to a new person, and that's who discovered him.
Yeah.
Opened the door, and there's 3 years of mail and a mummy under it.
That's
You know, when you buy a house in Philadelphia, you get a little extra.
But that's a rich mummy.
Oh, that mummy. Oh, yeah. Look at that check.
That mummy was stuffed with money. Yeah.
I could buy the Houston Rockets with this money.
You couldn't make him win with that.
So we mentioned that, and sure enough, his daughter called.
Well, I said, even if you've been dead for three years under mail, get up right now and pledge to the station. After the thing's over, call for you, Peter. Hello, I'm the daughter of that man who was found dead, and I don't think that's very funny. And I said to her, what are you watching the Fire Sign Theater for?
You don't think that's funny.
I said, if you don't think that's funny, and if you're grieving, and you know, then why are you watching us? Why aren't you, like, sitting Shiva or, you know, lighting candles?
Or reading 3 years' worth of papers that were piled up inside.
Cash that check and get a life.
And she replied,
"And well, I don't think that's very funny." I said, "Well, you know, I'm sorry. You know, normally that would get messed up. I said, no, I'm not sorry. It's what we comedians do. I got found mummified under 3 years of mail by somebody who just bought his house. I'm sorry. I can't turn away from
it." And it says here in the paper, "Still lingering is a far larger mystery: how a middle-aged man, however reclusive, can lie dead in his home for years with no one asking where he went." Oh, that's Bob. He just doesn't want to answer the door.
No, you know what? When he didn't call his daughter, she didn't think it was funny, and she just never bothered to
call. That's right. This is not funny.
You never called that.
Call a television station.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Talk to a stranger.
Sure. So if you'd like to be completely insulted by the Fireside Theater and you live in El Paso, we're on tonight.
We're on in El Paso.
Oh, are we?
We're on in El Paso.
We're on Tacoma.
We have a West Coast report.
We're on Tacoma, Phil.
Oh,
yes,
sure.
I believe this is the night.
Yeah.
And, in fact, the lady who's doing the pledge breaks and so forth, named Jane Dancy, actually appears on Don't Curse That Dwarf.
Is that where Jane is now?
In fact, her picture is on that album.
She's one of the Android sisters.
That's right.
She's one of the Android sisters. I talked to her the other day on the phone.
I talked to her, too. She's had her Androids removed, however.
No, is that true? She's no longer a member of the club.
No. Wait a minute. I have nothing to do with Tom Daschle's office or Tom Brokaw or anything, and yet I've got Android.
Anybody named Tom?
They said it comes through the mail, but obviously it's transferred through the radio.
No, through, not to the females, through the mail.
That's right. Females don't transfer.